This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 5 of Carnage Cast, in which we resume our actual play recording of Dan, Hunter, Jessica, and myself playing Arkham Horror. Part 2 in the series brings heroism in the face of overwhelming odds, the unending dance between monsters and the investigators who would prefer not to run into them, and a surprising amount of concern about the movement of money, given the impending doom hanging over Arkham. We rejoin the action at the top of the upkeep phase.
So, upkeep time.
Well, bing. Maxing my luck. Credit rating.
Good to go.
So I don't need to max out my luck. You guys have that luck guy all set, right?
Yeah. I got plus 3 luck checks from my items. I was going to give one of them to Roland, but I'll do that later. Or somebody else who needed luck.
1, 2, 3 is my move.
20 of your stops?
Yep.
Nice. All right. Roland. He should start doing something useful.
God damn it.
He doesn't have a gun.
Roland should come give me money.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you?
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, move me to the curiosity shop. He can make it.
5?
No, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, right.
It's a shorter route. Here's $3.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come again.
Still can't buy much with that.
No.
Okay. Lovely. Good.
Oh, I forgot to move my slides.
Now it is, Daisy's turn. Hello, black man. Fancy meeting you on the streets.
I've never gotten that monster before. I feel a little uncomfortable, honestly.
Can I have the thing?
What thing?
That one dice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the black man is a feature from, old witchcraft stories. That they met this black man to become, you know, when you join the witch's sabbat. And it's not like they meant, like, you know, an African. They meant somebody who was actually black and was evil.
Okay.
In fact, if you look at this guy, he...
Oh, no.
He doesn't really look like much of anything. He just looks like a dark, pictured guy, really. In any event, a lot of Lovecraft stories, when he talks about witches in old colonial America, they refer to meeting with the black man in the woods and all that stuff. And now we're going to send him back.
Yeah.
They really mean he's a I think at some point he gets turned into he's one of the forms of Nyarlathotep, but that's why he's a masked monster.
Yep.
I read this really cool book about witches. It was written by the perspective of medieval Christian monks.
Damn, nice.
By the way,
it was like all about how much sex the witches had with the devil. It was pretty hot.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, I'd do him.
Can I have a clue token?
He should go out with the witch. Be a key couple.
Yeah, this one was kind of
the warlock guy
projecting their own desires on witches.
The warlock just looks snarky. He looks very smarmy. He's like,
he looks smug.
Yeah. I'm a fucking warlock. Fuck off.
I like to pretend he's played by Paul Lynde from Bewitched. Uncle Arthur.
Something wrong with your brain.
You know who my favorite character from Bewitched was?
Endora?
Nope. Dr. Bombay.
Yeah.
Calling Dr. Bombay. Calling Dr. Bombay. That guy was awesome.
So did you kill this guy?
Yeah, well, I did.
Yay!
Killination.
I thought that was your horror check.
No, that was my luck check, which you make before doing anything. No matter what you do, you return him to the cup. You never actually have to fight the guy.
Cool.
That's why you can never claim him as a trophy. Mm-hmm. Even with the endless destroying stuff, you never fight it.
Okay.
All right, that's the Daisy Walker.
That's Daisy. So, Patrice...
I assume you're just staying there.
No, I want to go to the bank.
Well, you guys might want to transfer money now.
Did you?
Okay. I would like to try to get more money.
The bank. Possible. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Not a bad idea. You might get money. You might get... And what else can you get there?
Bank loan.
Blessings.
Oh, what's that star?
Blessing.
Blessing.
Yeah, I know. It's the weirdest place to get a blessing.
Yeah, I wouldn't think
so. Oh, it's occasionally.
And then Mark. What should Mark do, you guys?
Where is Mark?
Have flamethrower. We'll travel. I'm in the merchant.
I have a flamethrower, too.
I think Mark should pop through that gate to Unknown Kadath.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, Unknown Kadath. But if really it opens up, it's mine.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And then what happens?
Unknown Kadath.
It's way up there. What happens
Wait, why am I in there?
Because two gates to it.
Kate comes out through this one.
Oh, weird.
You come out through that one.
Or you guys can switch.
Yeah, basically there's a way out.
When you're coming out, you can choose which one you want to come out of. You have to come out.
Yeah, I can do this guy.
He's really tough, but...
No, I can get him.
Kate will flush him when she closes this gate, and she'll do that beforehand.
Oh, okay. True.
And what's the one at the Historical Society?
It's a slash. It'll flush the lane spider.
Not in time for me, though.
No.
Okay. So,
all right.
Now Gloria. Gloria's going to cast
Plant
Suggestion and try to move that lane spider out of my way. So it's casting minus two, so I got two dice. Oh, it has to be in my location. So I have to go there, cast it, and then hope it goes away.
Oh, Christ. Oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right. First, I plan to soil myself. One, two, three, four. Pay $1 for the train.
Nope.
Now I'm in Central Hill. Holy shit, it's a laying spider!
And you can't really hide from the ghost.
That's nope. Well, I'm not worried about the ghost. I have a cross.
Just makes it all better.
Succeed, you bastard. Yes!
Yay!
Boom. Say, Mr. Spider, don't you want to check out the South Shore? All right, now I have to sneak El Ghosto. I want to fight a sneak. I got a
what does the cross do?
The cross gives +3 to fighting the undead.
Checks. I thought it was horror checks.
It gives a +1 to horror, and it's +3 to fighting the undead.
And it's +3 to fighting the undead. Shit, go for it.
You have a cross?
Yeah.
Do you have any other weapons?
Nope.
Just that. We forgot to do the Vision of Hypnos.
Oh. Nice. What's that?
Cold Spring Glen and the seventh house on the left.
Okay.
And did we put up a gate opening?
Yes, because there's three of them. There's three gates.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't include a thing down. So. All right. And it'll be Cold Spring Glen where you get the extras.
All right. So actually, I have Spectral Razor, so theoretically I could razor it to death.
You should razor it to death.
You should razor it to death.
Okay, so...
Get with the razor.
I need to start closing gates,
make
too,
a will
actually.
Check.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Because I got 5 blue tokens for each of my
this
guys.
Guy could drive me insane just through failing the will check and spectral razor. Nope, I'm fine. On the will. And then I'm going to cast spectral razor.
My God, man. Which is Daisy with the nice. Necronomicon.
Yeah, that's really badass.
It is nice.
I never played Daisy before. She's cool. Great spellcaster.
Well, she never...
4 successes.
She never loses sanity from using
2 sanity.
Spells are cast
a spell.
Good lord.
And now Spectral Razor gives me double the number of successes to add to the combat check.
Yeah!
So I got 9 minus 3 for 6 dice.
Mother the ghost God. Is dead.
Mother of God.
Only has like 1.
Oh my Gideon.
Kaboom.
Nice.
How tough are ghosts?
1.
Yeah, they're not very tough.
Once you get through their bullshit, you can just kill them.
Yeah.
Then they have physical resistance or physical immunity or something.
Physically immune, yeah.
Yeah, but nothing else.
You know what I hate? The Loigor.
Fucking Loigor.
You know how many Loigors come with every expansion has the Loigor?
Really?
You know how many there are?
There's not 3.
That's a lot. Check that chart, man.
Okay, I'm not going to worry about it.
Oh my God, look at all these freaking Loigors!
Kate moves over. Boop.
Ursula. There's one clue. There's a couple of clues ungrabbed.
Yeah, but I was going to go...
You're going to head to Dunwich?
Yeah, it's a nice place to gather clues.
I was going to do Dunwich, too.
We really ought to send Patrice up to one of those
places.
Actually, I forgot.
I want my unique item, and there's no unique items up here.
That's true.
I need 2 unique items. Let me at least get 1.
Right. I think you might find a unique item just having encountered. It would be completely random.
Shit. There's my dollar,
if I go
so
to
not
here, there's
shit.
Only 1 place
I wanted
for
to get that.
Yeah, but that's shopping. And you might just pull stuff at random is what I'm referring to.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're looking at the icons.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to stop right there.
I wanted to get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bishop's Brook Bridge is the only one in this area.
Yeah, we'll get it later.
Those are not a great guide, those icons.
No.
Really?
So, like the bank, there's like 2 cards in the whole deck that would give you a blessing.
Yeah.
It's true. I should just buy it.
Oh, because he's first. Yeah. All right. That means it's the encounter phase. Charlie.
You can hang out at the newspaper and get a job and then get money to buy.
Hip's Road House is over there. Did you hand me one of those?
I get to read.
No.
Damn. Left.
When do I get to read?
You get to read to...
For me.
Because you're too busy killing things.
Yeah.
A horrible monster appears.
Yay.
All right, Charles. Get out your carbine rifle.
Fucking terrible is what that is. With a curse? Yeah, cursed. We'll see how long this lasts.
Have you been rolling for the curse?
I got 1 roll for the curse, yeah.
It's a Cho-Cho priest.
It's easy to forget. I
Cho-Cho
to...
Wait,
priest.
Did we do encounters yet?
We are doing them now.
We just
finished moving.
Who's going first?
I am. Magical immunity, who's ambush, and nightmarish.
It's on the bottom of the deck.
That's bad.
I thought you had the button, Dan.
Yeah. Who's got the button?
Button. You're probably gonna have to help Charlie with some blue tokens because he doesn't have any, and two. He's got a nasty monster.
And I'm cursed.
Oh, God. Well, I'm saving two of these for Mark.
This fight's going to be over real fast.
Well, you can gather more, though.
So I've got four will. And minus two. And I need to roll up.
Yeah, but I need to do my quest.
And now I get to fight it.
What's the fight on it?
If I bail you out, will you give me some money?
No, I won't. 5, that's 11, that's 15, minus 3 is 12.
Oh my god, you're gonna, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see, fight at 4 and 9.
Wow. 12.
I might be able to, 12, except I have to roll 6s.
Yeah, exactly.
So 3 and 6.
God. Just for the record, that's
boom!
Six dice. 5 out of 6 dice.
And you were already giving my clue tokens away.
No, 4, because he had all 6 he was crushed.
Oh.
Molotov is
and you were about to give my clue tokens away.
You didn't need fucking shit, man. He was scary as all hell. But once you recovered that, you're like, hey, buddy, I got a gun and you got what, a mouth in your hand? It ain't gonna work. All right. Well, then. Roland Banks is at the Curiosity Shoppy. He'll have an encounter there.
That's you.
Yeah, it's up there. I don't have any money because I gave it all to you.
Actually, I pretty much just killed it with the Molotov itself. And then I just shot it for good measure.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the body's still burning. I'll put out the fire with a bullet.
Okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
Perhaps we can help each other. Oliver Thomas, the shopkeep, searches your face with a speculative look.
With a speculum? What?
Oh, God.
That's
uncomfortable.
If you have some information for me, I could teach you something extremely useful. You may pay 2 clue tokens to draw 1 spell. You don't have to.
I know, and spells are useless to me, really, but...
You can give them to someone else.
I can give them to other people, like Daisy, who has no spells.
And ablate discard directives, if you don't want spells.
That's true. And but I only then I only have 3 clue tokens, but I get one if I have less than 4, so I will do it.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Greater Banishment.
That sounds useful.
It's another cast and discard spell. Oh. Cast and discard to choose 1 dimensional symbol other than moon and banish all those monsters. That's a good spell. I will give it to Daisy when I have a chance.
That's very handy.
Daisy does not have an encounter because she's in the streets.
What do you need for the River Dash? You need 5 toughness worth of monsters.
Patrice is in the bank.
No way I'm going to get that.
Well, you don't need the money. You're going to...
In the bank.
Yeah, but Patrice needs money.
True.
The bank vice president tucks something into your pocket as he passes by.
Nice.
A bit of help for
his
you.
His wiener.
Yeah. Wow.
It is strangely cylindrical and squishy. A bit of help for you and your friends, he whispers in your ear. All investigators gain $1.
Holy crap.
Yay! Can I have $1?
Yes.
Thanks.
And Mark Harrigan gets $1.
Yeah.
Anybody else need $1?
Nope. All right. Well, ka-ching. That went nice.
That went really well. So is Mark still in the street?
I tell you, wiring funds to Kadath. Oh, they got a great banking
Mark is an unknown Kadath.
Yeah, he'll go at the end.
He's always away. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who do you have?
Gloria's in the street. Nothing happens. Kate's in another world.
All right. It's time for the other world encounter.
Ursula Downs.
Ursula, where are you, Ursula?
Bishop's Brook
Bridge.
I get to do this.
No, I do.
Yeah, what?
I'm just excited about reading out loud.
Yeah,
well, as soon as she stops ending her movements in streets, then you can have all
this. As soon as monsters stop being in the streets.
That doesn't stop.
Joey the Rat is leaning against the bridge, motioning for you to come over. I got something special for you today. He has an item for sale. Draw the
is
top.
Is it his penis? God damn it. I gotta stop going to these roadhouse bathrooms. This is one political scandal after another.
He has an item for sale. Draw the top unique item card and pay $1 more than list price if you wish to purchase it. You can't do this. It is a Mego brain case, which is pretty awesome. Would have cost you 6, but you can't do it. It's the one where you get to basically switch positions.
Why can't
anybody.
He do it?
Because he has $1.
She has $1.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, are we putting these upside down? Is that what
no,
we're doing?
I do not. Because okay. You know you have to shuffle this deck often enough because you have to look through it.
Okay, now it's time for another world.
Over there. Yes. So it'll be Mark first.
Yellow, red.
No, it's Mark first.
Yeah, but the color, you have to check the color.
Oh, that's right, you read to her.
We need a yellow or a red card.
Yeah, basically you just...
Red.
I don't want to see it.
I'll just do that.
From atop the peak, you can see nothing. Forever, you have no encounter.
Score. Okay, goody.
What?
And Tyler, you get the
same
color.
It's a lot better than the alternative.
Yeah. Yellow or red?
Uh-huh.
Hunter gets treated.
Yeah, why would... right, of course, yes. Where are we? Unknown Gadath. Standing before the keep at the castle of the great old ones, a gong reverberates below your ability
to hear. Were you before
the
castle of the keep of the great old
ones? Yes, they opened the gate.
Now the gate's open, so now you're in front of the keep.
Nice.
If you are cursed, add 2 doom tokens to the Ancient One's doom track.
What? I'm not.
You're not, which is damn good. So nothing happens.
Fine. Amway!
I like the other with this one. A monster appears taking shape from the angle's curve. Angles don't have curves.
The Angles are dead as a people, aren't they?
That's a totally different group. All right, so that was that. So now it's time for the Mythos phase. Oh, for God's sakes.
Uh-oh.
Okay, who's the first player? Charlie? Charlie, you're the first player?
Yep.
Here's a clue token.
Woohoo!
Strange sightings.
Stairs.
Kaboom! Oh,
God.
Yep, already? Okay, good. And they will all move.
Oh.
Oh, shit. So, let's check the old monster limit. It is 11. Nope, 10.
Can you pass
how many monsters do we
on?
Have? Yes. Okay. 1, 2. How many monsters are on the board? I see 2.
1.
No, those don't count for monster okay. limit stuff.
2.
In Arkham?
So, 2.
Okay.
Yep.
So, just 2. We will get all 8 monsters.
Fudge nuggets.
They will be divided amongst 3 gates. Which gate will be first? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I can't watch.
This gate. Monster 1 is a Chthonian. Monster 2 is a color out of space. Monster 3 is a Gug. Monster 4 is a Warlock. Monster 5 is a Shoggoth. Monster 6...
Tyler's mom.
...is Wizard Whatley. Well, Wizard Whatley is pretty nice, actually.
Your mom's not dead, is she?
No.
Cool.
So she could conceivably leap out of a gate and attack us.
This ghost. Monster 7 is a Ling Spider. And Monster 8, can we get a masked monster? Come on. Let's find... God of the Bloody Tongue, anyone?
I'd rather have the Lugor at this point.
God of the Bloody Tongue.
I take that back
not
completely.
That bad, actually. He's killable.
Yeah.
He just stinks.
Lugor's just a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You need to be... What's her name? The Zoe. Martial artist.
Oh.
What's her face? Lily.
It is... Wow. I've never seen this one. The only mummy the set has.
Oh, fun.
I don't really know
how he's a stalker.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty hard. He's got physical and magical resistance.
He will move towards somebody even if it's against his movement.
Arrow. Okay, now, also, nothing happens up there because there's nothing that matches this.
Sure.
Oh, do you have one that's,
I have a bar. Everything moves.
No. I mean for gate tokens.
No.
Okay, so you have, what monster's up there? Just the bar?
Yeah.
Bars move on white.
Thank God. Ugh. Fuck! I take it back.
Look for more bars.
No.
Bars? Now the Ling Spider's blocking my access.
Okay, let's see here. We got a triangle. We're going to worry about triangles after, because this triangle will move out to see me. This is awesome. Okay.
I think I'm just going to suggest it away again.
Move.
What's our monster limit? 11?
10, and then we are at the monster limit. We need to kill.
I want to, and our Mark's just jumped into a gate.
And Ursula Downs has just left town, which is unfortunate.
Come back, Ursula. We need you.
Yeah. Ursula, where are you? Ursula, we need you. Oh, Christ.
Okay, that's everybody who can move has
moved.
What
the hell is this?
I don't know.
Now you got to roll for the
undead, physical resistance, magical resistance.
Okay, so, Chthonian.
Good lord.
Nothing.
Good.
That's good.
Color out of spassy. Nothing.
Bueno.
All right.
All right. That's that. That was actually pretty easy. I'm a little screwed, but I might be okay. Because I've got the Necronomicon and I can get a spell before I have to fight.
We wish you
before
well.
You die.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Upkeep.
Upkeep, yes. Go for it, Roland. Hanging out in the curiosity shop.
Come on. He's going to have to go kill the mummy, I guess.
Holy pooty, hooty, hooty. He can't kill the mummy.
I really want to stop being cursed now.
Roland is going to attempt to cast Greater Banishment.
Okay.
That's a good idea, I think.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Anything other than Moon.
Very good idea.
Well, he can't do it until... Oh, it's during upkeep that you cast this. Okay.
What does Ursula Downs get when she completes her thing? I need 3 clue tokens and 3 monster trophies, which, boy, it's going to get a lot easier.
3 monsters or 3 toughness?
Okay.
3 monster trophies.
So 2 dice. Tiles. Yeah. Oh, wait, it's upkeep. I get a clue token and a dollar.
Oh, wait, I was supposed to gain 1 clue token every time a gate opened.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, well.
Take one. For now, I think we should go back on the other ones.
No,
sorry, guys. Match.
Okay. I did not draw the Hypnos card. So
yeah, Dan said I can only have one.
Well, it seems like, you know, I didn't draw all the
Hypnos. Dan's a dirty, filthy cheater. Look at him hoard. Look at a fucking daisies. That's hoard of clue tokens.
I think I should get 3 clue tokens.
I'm fine with that if people
want. Yeah, give me 2 more.
It was an odd dream.
I'll take some.
As I walked up the hill, the grass and trees grew thinner. Soon no life could be seen, as if I had climbed into space. Okay, the clues appear at the Devil's Hop Yard and the Congregational Hospital.
Ooh, Devil's Hop Yard.
Hop Yards.
Where's the Congregational Hospital?
Ah, it's up there.
I think I may just go there this turn instead of 6 or 7.
We're out of clue tokens.
Are we out of clue tokens? Yeah, yes. You're fucked.
Yes, we are out of clue tokens. Too bad. Okay. We won't be for long because Daisy is going to have to spend some to kill these monsters. All right.
Yeah, you can use some of mine too.
Right now, Roland is casting Greater Banishment.
Go, Roland.
Boom.
Okay. Cast and discard to choose 1 dimensional symbol other than the moon. Every monster with that symbol go back to the cup.
Squares or slashes?
There's a slash here.
Well, we have 2 triangles.
And the Gug's a slash.
2 squares.
The Gug's easy to kill.
3 slashes?
Yep. Because
It's only overwhelming. It's not difficult to kill.
The Yithian is on me, and the Yithian is tough. I can kill the Yithian, probably.
Doesn't the Yithian give you a good something good if you win? Or no. Something bad if you lose.
If you fail the horror check, you're lost in time and space. I'm not worried about the horror check.
Yeah, I can auto-pass a horror check.
I'm still pulling for slash, personally.
I think we should get rid of the color out of space, personally.
Yeah, I would agree with you there, because it's impossible.
No, I disagree.
Sanity. Losing sanity is a lot worse than losing
sanity. We get rid of the dimensional shambler. Is that the only 2 squares?
Yeah, there's only 2 squares. There's 2 squares, 2 triangles, 3 slashes. But they're both really nasty.
What are the other slashes?
There's a Lang Spider, a Gug, and another Lang Spider.
Is Lang Spider hard?
They're medium.
I've never had good luck against them.
They're Ambush, Overwhelming 1, -2 on the Sanity, and do 2 damage. -1 on the fight, but they do 4 damage on the Stamina.
All right, let's get rid of those.
But the color out of space isn't going to move from that spot.
It's never going to. But someone can shift him in the back. Somebody's going to have to come out of here, and this guy's got...
Yeah, okay.
Physical and magical immunity.
Yeah, they're not easy.
So, who can fight
how
him?
Tough are they? Hold on. Oh my god, they do a huge amount of sanity damage.
Yep.
I can't come out of there.
But they're easy to kill if you can pass the sand.
Oh, wait, I can pass the horror check.
Yes. So, yeah, you can totally kill this guy.
Okay.
Slashes it is.
But it's physically immune.
Yeah, but you can
just use my fight? 6.
What's your fight? 6. Yeah, it's -2. You get 4 dice. You need 2 successes. And,
just use some of
Patrice has
one. Yeah. All right, I'll come out of there. And you want to take those guys?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Good. That was Roland's turn. Oh, he also gets to move and do other things.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was just upkeep.
Do you have to spend a movement in order to
Nope, it's just you have to discard the spell, which sucks, but it's a good spell. Oh, and I also have to pay 2 sanity.
Oh, did you want this? Huh? Yeah, your character, Daisy's nowhere near my...
I know, we'll get that at some point. Yeah. All right, so Roland is down to very little sanity.
Should go to the asylum,
right? Yeah, I've got 1.
I think he's got 2.
For Charlie.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. No, he will discard the whiskey, staying at 2 sanity. And instead of going there, he will go to...
Physical resistance and nightmarish. Apparently leaving
here. I have not had an encounter at the train station in a long time. We'll go to the train station.
All right. And what's Daisy doing?
Daisy has to kill a Yithian or sneak past it.
Oh, my Daisy.
My sneak isn't that good. However, since I won't be moving, I'm going to use the Necro fucking Nomicon.
What's it do?
Make a lore -2 check. If you pass, draw a spell and lose 2 sanity.
That must be the unexpurgated edition.
Except you can't lose any sanity.
So they don't lose sanity. And the one thing about this is the only one, as far as I know, that you don't discard when you get the spell. I can get a spell every round if I want to only have 2 movement.
That's really cool.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Damn. Double sixes.
Spell is summon Shantak. Exhaust and cast to gain one movement point. In addition, you may leave or end your movement in spaces containing monsters without encountering the monsters this turn.
Whoa.
So I can just leave if I wish, or I can fight the Ithian. If I fight the Ithian, I'm going to make a horror check at minus one. That's fine. My fight is four, and I need four successes.
Is there... What? I'll be quick.
I think I'm going to have to skip the Ithian. I only have four fight. I need four successes.
Yeah. Yeah. The Ithians are tough.
Now, granted...
Let someone else take him on.
Someone with a flamethrower.
I have eight clue tokens. I have enough to seal a gate if Haster was out.
I think you should be using those to seal a gate, not killing the Ithian.
Yeah.
I agree. So, I'm going to cast the summon Shantak. This is so awesome.
Come to me, my Shantak servant!
I'm glad I took her instead of Luke.
Yeah.
And we had to convince you.
Luke is so cool!
No, he's not wears that a mask. Cool.
He's not uncool.
He's really like dumb.
I want Luke to be awesome. That's why I want to play him.
You would play him as awesome as he can be played, but he's not that great.
I did play Luke awesome once, but he had the Sword of Glory, and that makes anybody awesome.
Yeah.
I think
I was there for that game. You were, like, kicking ass.
He also got the Tommy gun, and I was like, what the
fuck? Luke Robinson with the Tommy gun, yeah, it was pretty great.
Okay, I have summoned a Shantak, which costs me no sanity. And I'm going to the Abyss.
Is it Patrice's turn to move?
Yes, it is.
Patrice is going to the Curiosity Shop. Do I shop on Encounter Phase?
Encounter Phase.
And Mark, could you move Mark one over?
Bing.
All right.
Okay.
Gloria.
Gloria is very happy Harper's Flight is not clear of Lang Spiders. And
that's nice. Doop,
doop. Whoa. And that triggers her her story.
You won, good. Too, huh?
Cool.
Gloria looked around the room at the nervous faces. Why wouldn't they believe her visions?
Wondering if any of my stories...
Who couldn't they... Why couldn't they see the horrors she saw? And maybe they could, and they were working against her, trying to convince her that she was crazy. I assure you, I am in total control of my faculties. They seemed unconvinced. And to be honest, it had been increasingly difficult lately to separate the visions from reality. And then she succeeded. I'm writing it! All the plot threads were coming together. Gloria now knew exactly what she needed to do. And by that, it means she gets plus one fight.
Okay. Nice.
I'm not objecting.
What's the fail result?
It's writing me. She would be minus one to Will.
Plus one fight's better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because she probably isn't very good at fight. I'm probably okay at Will.
So, nope. Do we still have the maximum allowable number of monsters?
No, because we just flushed
four,
three.
5, 6, 7. Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Okay, Kate, comes out.
Okay, are you coming out at the color for flushing triangles? Or, and you don't want to do that. Come on,
yeah,
the
Mark's going to be doing that.
They're equally difficult to kill, right? They
really?
Have the same immunity. I'm asking. They
no,
have the, same...
the Chthonians actually have no immunities.
Oh, that would actually...
Yeah,
I can't...
I was going to take the color on.
I'm happy with that because I can take on the Chthonian, but I can't take the color.
Okay.
That's a good setup.
You don't have to deal with them this round, though, right?
Nope.
Correct.
Okay, good. All right, next is...
Ursula.
Ursula.
Yeah.
Dicking
are you coming back already?
Dunwich.
Dunwich Dicker.
Kill that mummy.
Well, I was going to go this way, and then suddenly shit went crazy downtown.
Yeah, we really
so
need people.
You can't be down. I leave people alone for one turn.
Yeah, one turn.
Especially
I was
if you're
one
of the one keepers
turn.
Of the flamethrower. They really need you in the streets fighting monsters.
And she's blessed. All right, so...
Yeah, she really needs
you. I need a weapon for rolling.
So
we
Will...
make a custom organization.
This is kind of shitty, but let's see.
Did you just fight someone?
Oh, that's a success.
She's
nice.
Killing the mummy.
She has physical... Okay. This thing's got physical resistance and magical resistance. However, I've got a fucking flamethrower. So I've got, let's see, 2 and 7 is 4. So I've got 6 dice. Oh, minus 2.
Well, you're blessed.
But I'm blessed. Let's see.
I didn't have blue token.
1, 1, 3, and 3.
Fuck!
You want a clue token?
Clue
well,
token.
Well, you could just take the damage.
It wouldn't. It wouldn't make a difference because I'd still need to succeed twice. So I'm going to take the 2, I guess.
Yeah. And now fight him again.
Let's roll a little bit better this time.
Let's
1, 1, 1, and 3.
You want some clue tokens?
How many toughness does it have?
3.
So you need 3 clue tokens.
Yes. Can I use 2 of yours?
Yeah, you can use 3 of mine.
Okay, I will use 3 of yours if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
Well, there's 1.
There's one success. All right, I'll spend one of my own. Can I use another one of yours?
Yeah. Nice. So you've only used one of mine so far?
No.
He used three. Yeah. All right, you can use one more of mine.
Okay. Come on, four, fives, and sixes.
Aww.
Nope. So
spend two more clue tokens. It's better than going. It's better than going unconscious.
That's true, I guess. This fight is going significantly worse than I thought it would.
All right, good.
One more.
You can do 50-50
it. 50-50 chance.
Oh, no. Spend another one from you.
All right, one more.
One more.
Oh, God damn it.
Another That's one. A lot of ones.
That is a lot of ones. How
if
many
he
more
was unconscious
have?
To lose half his items, it's a huge pain in the ass. Well, actually, it's not that huge pain in the ass.
It wouldn't be a colossal pain in the ass. All right, stop spending them.
Okay.
Anyways, it's if she goes insane, not if she loses.
Oh, no, if she loses.
Phil.
It's only insanity?
Yep.
Okay, that's
only insanity.
We have to use one item.
Fuck.
Well,
one item.
Maybe Charles will do a better
nameless
job.
Cults.
Let me see the nameless cults. You were going to give either of those, both of those to me.
I thought you didn't like the other thing, though.
I just went down, so I'm not giving up my flamethrower to keep fucking books for you.
This ain't that great.
It's actually Crystal of the Elder Things is the other one.
He's a little bit better. Because I don't need another book that gets me lets me draw spells.
I was thinking more in terms of what Hunter needed than what you needed, but yeah.
Hunter said he didn't want either of those.
Okay.
I can't use either of those.
Oh, all right.
I will give you my lantern, which is plus one to luck checks.
But you don't need the Crystal of the Elder Things. You need a book more than you need.
No, Crystal of the Elder Things, that book is useless because Necronomicon lets me draw spells. Crystal of the Elder Things means I never have to play Sanity, so if I have a spell that costs more than... It costs two or more. I can still avoid taking the sanity loss.
Okay. She in the hospital? All right. So she's got, what, one or is it zero?
Oh, or you could take an injury card and be back up to full and not have to lose half your items.
That's true.
I have to check on the half the items.
Then. Nah. I mean, I'm only giving up one
thing. You only have no money, though.
Yeah. I'm not fucking kidding.
Did you do your thing yet? Your quest.
No.
What do you have to do?
That was all my clue tokens that I just lost. If Ursula has three monster trophies
right,
and three clue tokens.
Monster trophies.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get more clue tokens. Just
clue tokens should
monsters.
Be easy enough, but monster trophies is the tricky thing.
Oh, right. You went up there to try to get more.
Kind of fucked. All right. Let's see. Charlie Kane. I don't have much of a choice. 1, 2, 3. Arkham Asylum.
Okay. Oh, that means it's the encounter phase. All right. Roland.
Favorite phase.
Train station. Train station me, Roland. Lady.
What color?
Train station. Orange. It's orange.
Train station. You step up to a waiting cab just as a well-dressed traveler does. I'm headed that way, too, says the other man. The fare's on me. Move to any street or Arkham location and have an encounter there.
Don't certain adult films begin that way?
Going my way?
I can go
the
anywhere and have an encounter.
Devil Swamp Yard.
And you could get clue tokens if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cold Spring Glen, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say Devil's Hop Yard.
I need something that has that's going to give me an item for the encounter.
Neither, really.
Yeah, except neither maybe, of those.
No, that's a tome. What is
that? That's a spell.
Spell.
It's a spell.
Spell or blessing?
Money or clue is Devil's Hop Yard.
Yeah, money and clues.
And that's it's really if you trigger the ability.
Because what I'm really looking for...
What about Neil's Curiosity Shop?
That's a weird thing. That lets you sell items, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want that. Roland needs a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go to the general store?
Encounters there aren't that great.
Mm.
You don't have a lot of money.
There's the magic shop, the curiosity shop.
Why don't you go to Arkham Asylum and get an sanity?
The river docks?
I'm pretty good on my sanity.
Cold Spring Glen.
Is there some Miskatonic thing that you can do? Like if you go to the library, do you get?
No, we need to open a. We need tokens to open the to okay. do that stuff. We haven't killed that much yet.
Kate is probably going to be the. Well, Kate's going to jump into one of the gates, so she'll have trophies eventually for that.
I think Roland will in fact go to the Devil's Hop
That's
Yard.
Not Roland.
That's not Roland. Why not the Devil's Hop Yard? Right. He has money to get back.
Yeah.
Gives him a couple of clue tokens.
That's more important.
That's the nice thing. Roland will always have money to get back.
Yeah, that's very handy. Okay, so, good. I have an encounter there. Devil's Hop Yard, me.
Me.
It's that one there.
Sickly colored steam begins to rise from invisible fissures in the earth. Make a speed minus one check to cover your mouth before breathing it in.
My first thought was, like, invisible fishermen.
Success!
If you fail, lose two stamina. If you succeed, you don't lose two stamina. Well done, you.
Yeah. Ooh, all right. Where's Daisy?
Where were you after?
Your best. Not yet. Patrice, where are you? Curiosity Shop. Are you shopping?
Wait, I don't read her. Oh, not right. Yet.
You shopping?
I would like to shop, yes.
Your choices are the Holy Water, the King in Yellow, or the Cult des Ghouls. You can afford any of them. So you can only buy it. You can only buy one, but you can afford any of them.
What's the cheapest one?
Buy one that's useful. That's actually cheap.
Yeah, it's nice to have holy water.
Holy water's good.
Mm-hmm. Can I buy more than one?
No, you can only buy one.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the thing is, I would rather get my thing than have a useful... All
right.
No, I should get the holy water, you're right.
Good choice. Holy
water. What do you already have? What's this thing?
But I didn't draw that. I drew that before. But what is it? I don't know.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
What is it?
Exhaust and lose one sanity after drawing a gator location card to do a new card in its place.
Oh, yeah.
It's not bad. Let me have the other two. Yeah, if you could buy two, I would say, you know, to buy these. Well, you could have bought any two of them, really.
Yeah, I could have bought the holy water and the cheat book, but... Yeah. Okay, so I'm halfway there.
Okay. Now it is...
Mark, but he's in another...
Mark's in the other world, so Gloria.
Encountering at 607 Water Street.
Ugh, 607 Water Street. As you walk past a decrepit old house, an ancient but still vigorous man throws open the door and walks personally up to... Sorry, I'm just envisioning the old guy from Family Guy.
Yeah, so am I, actually.
Take this. Wear it. He roughly hands a small fetish bag into your hands. Take this card.
A what?
Fetish bag?
Fetish bag. Take this card. Instead of losing one stamina, you may put a clue token on this card. Return this card to the box if it ever has three clue tokens on it.
Why, thank you, old man, for giving me this smelly bag of bones and feathers.
It must be my birthday.
I have to go now. At speed.
I'd like to show you where I make the fetish bag.
Hey there, paper boy.
All right.
Actually, you're a little old lady.
Yeah, Gloria is
that was Gloria.
No, yes, Kate.
Okay.
Kate is at the Historical Society, having just emerged from Unknown Kadok.
She's looking to seal up this, close up this gate?
Yes, and I wonder if perhaps Patrice can contribute two to sealing.
Well, so Mark has to seal as well.
Mark has to seal it.
It's rough.
Innameable, which is...
Mark has to claim a...
Really a token. That's what I'm saving my Elder Sign for. Yeah. So I was going to allot two of Patrice's clue tokens to Mark for closing the gate. Mm-hmm. This one here.
I think the unnameable pops up more often.
It does, but
I'm willing to give you one clue token.
Yeah, but I've only got three.
Oh jeez! And you really need to seal this gate.
I think it'd be good. Historical society isn't common though. Yeah. Dan makes a good point. The unnameable happens more often.
Way more.
It
often.
Does.
Okay.
Is there a place Patrice could go to pick up a clue token in place of? There's also one of the Invisible Isle.
But there's a mummy in the way.
There's a
there's nowhere she can really
and
go.
And Ursula Dow's got really ass kicked freaking, up in the merchant district.
I really wish we could trade clue tokens. I know why we can't, though.
Yeah.
It would make
well,
it too
if somebody goes to the newspaper...
Yeah, there's that one encounter.
Patrice's move? Awesome.
Patrice can move three.
Okay.
So, well, you can pop it up to four, though, if you needed to.
If you want to do that, she could run to the hospital and grab one.
How can she get there?
You go north side train station, which takes you to Central Hill, pop into the hospital.
And it costed you a dollar to take the train.
Okay. Yeah.
But never mind.
But Gloria has money and can give you some.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If Gloria will give me money, then I'll go up there.
All right.
I can give you some spending money.
So, you then, you have a minus one.
Oh, good. So that means I get
fight
four
or
dice.
Lore.
Four dice to outsmart the universe. Yes!
Okay. Nice. And you are using two of these clue tokens to seal it?
Two of Patrice's and all three of mine. For sealination.
Pass this down to Tommy.
What's the symbol?
Slash.
No slashes, right?
Yeah,
no.
We banished all those.
There's, however, a Warlock and a Chthonian for you to play with.
Next turn.
All right. Now it is...
He's a real smart prick.
Ursula. Where is Ursula?
Give me a hit point and an encounter, because that's what Ursula's good for.
Right, okay. She is great for that.
Maybe you'll meet Nurse Sharon.
As you walk through the halls of St. Mary's, a nurse shoves a wheelchair into your legs, forcing you to sit. She wheels you recklessly through the hospital, informing you frequently, you'll be good as new!
He's then, off there, Patch Adams.
Then, stopping abruptly, she tips you out of the chair and under the floor and speeds off! Unbelievably, though, your stamina is restored full.
Oh, that's nice.
So she was right about that whole good as new bullshit.
It really is the healing power of joy.
Yep. Yeah. Or like the healing power of lunacy.
Yeah, that helps.
Okay, goody. So now it's Charles. Charlie, you buying your sanity back?
No, I'm not buying my sanity.
You having an encounter?
Well, actually, are you...
Wait, so if I go to the train station,
mm-hmm.
that'll be 1, 2, 3, 4. I have to go to 4.
You need to move up here. Do you wish to purchase back
your brand? How much money are you going to be... I mean, how much money are you going to be giving her?
I figure I'd give at least 4.
Yeah, that would be nice, five. Because I'll be losing $1 to go up there, and I only have $2.
And you'll need to get back.
And $1
to get back. You actually really need more than $4 to buy unique items.
Not necessarily. The items that I drew were $2, $3, and $4.
You can have more if you need it.
What is your next encounter or something you need to do?
My next encounter has to be the river dogs, which is being blocked by a giant fucking...
Whatever you can spare.
Which is bad.
Well, I need to be able to get out of Kingsport.
You probably need to buy back your brand.
It's kind of irrelevant to... I'm just going to go with the one for right now.
As nice a town as it is, nothing's happening here.
All right, now it's the outer world of encounters.
Meanwhile, in El Otro Mundo...
You're on my left. The Abyss.
Where are you? The Abyss. The cavern split. Make a luck plus one check. And consult the chart below.
Right. Your Axis Mundi splits?
Oh, yeah.
Same picture.
Look, plus one, how many dice do you have?
I have seen that. 6.
Nice.
I have also seen that.
Wasn't that the 4chan hot leaking in
I saw the two kissing. Does that count?
Who's kissing?
Don't even want to...
Bifurcated penises.
Internet.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
All right.
How many successes?
4, but I'd like to see what the chart says.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to tell you what
four
you get.
4 is your devour.
You enter a dark temple. Pass a luck minus 1 check to draw a unique item.
Third place is your
And then if you've gotten a 0 or 1, you would have to move to the Black Cave. If you got a 2, you'd move to the Dreamlands. And 3 plus, you enter the dark temple and pass a luck minus 1
check. I already got the best one. Yep. Excellent. Because I could have spent clue tokens to get another successor or something.
You don't need to do that. None of these
are
that
bad. So now
it's
a luck minus 1 check.
Yes.
So I only have 4 dice. These plus luck items are awesome.
Yeah.
Because no one maximizes their luck.
I do.
If I weren't a spellcaster.
Yeah, I don't.
That's true. Okay, so success. And I get to draw a unique item.
Cool.
Well done, you.
The blue watcher of the pyramid.
Is it good?
Oh, and I could have used this round too.
What is it?
No, I couldn't have. I did use this round. The Blue Watcher of the Pyramid is lose 2 stamina and discard it to automatically succeed at a combat check or a fighter lore check to close a gate.
Oh, that's nice.
Cannot be used against an ancient one. So it's not bad for killing a monster.
True.
Okay, goody. She's got a lot of... Roland's got, like, squat all. Oh, well. Now it is Mark's encounter in...
Yellow-red for Yellow-red.
Would you pass this to Tylor?
You push yourself to the limit. Roll 1 die for each point of stamina you have. Lose 1 stamina for each die that does not roll a success. If you do not fall unconscious, gain 1 clue token for each die that rolled a success.
Nice.
I have 7 stamina.
Golly.
And I have
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
6 successes and 1 non-success, so I lose 1 stamina.
Wow. You get all those clue tokens.
I get all these clue tokens?
That's 6.
Oh, well, that's nice. Cha-ching.
Well, then, now
Patrice. Patrice can do something different now.
There we go.
I don't know. I still kind of want to... Well, I want to get more unique items, so I could get
more
from you.
If you hang on, I can give you... I'll be going before
you. Do you have enough to spare?
Well, I have 2 to actually spare, but if you have... If you really need to buy an item, then we could just give you money and I could just find some later.
Yeah, I mean, I could, like, trade someone something. Like, Crystal of the Elder Things, if anyone's a spellcaster.
Well, am I moving? Who's going next?
It will be Daisy will be getting the button. But now it's the Mythos phase. We've had our other world encounters.
Oh, no one else is in?
So if you just hang on in that spot,
mm-hmm.
I'll get Charlie just to move over to you, because I can't get past this guy anyway.
Okay.
So I'll just move over to you, we'll put some money in your thing, and then...
Nice.
Give me back whatever.
We're getting to the point where I think Daisy can start actually maybe killing things if she can get an attack spell. All right then, ready then?
Yes. At least then you'll be able to buy whatever it is.
Hallelujah! New environment. So the Ithians go back to being wussy.
Good. That's good.
Okay, the gate opens in the graveyard, leads to the Great Hall of Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Come on, really? I need you.
I think it's the first time anybody's ever uttered that sentence.
Everybody who plays Mark. Yeah. The monsters are our good friends of Dark Young, and our even better friend, the lovely and companionable Formless Spawn. Vaguely tough. Do they move? They do. All right.
Oh, bitch.
The movement is white is slash triangle star, and black is hex. I don't believe anybody else will move, but the Chthonian will activate.
Not bad.
Yeah, so Chthonian. Roll one die, Jessica. Great.
Bueno. Good.
Okay. The clue appears at the library. Are there any free clue tokens? Yes, there's a slush fund over there. Library. Okay, this is the environment mystic. The first investigator to end their movement in South Church is blessed.
Ooh, that's nice.
Hypnos, our friend and friend. Last night, a vision of an ancient wild debauch came upon me. Hoary Pan danced there with his pipes and moon-touched wine, and my spirit lay small and frightened inside me. Pan was dancing in my direction. Okay, the clue appears at... The clue appears at Hibbs Roadhouse.
Flapping in the wind.
The clue appears at Hibbs Roadhouse. Hunter, if you would do that. And Hibbs gives people two encounters.
Now?
No. When you're in Hibbs, you can draw two cards, pick which one you like better.
Nice.
Where did that Yuthian come from?
This gate.
Really?
And then moved into the woods, into the streets.
Okay, I forgot it was there.
Yes. I was going to kill it, but I summoned a Shantak and flew away instead.
Right.
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.
All right. Oh, crap, I can't speak normally.